Smugglers Abandon Two Unaccompanied Children at Arizona Border. By Randy Clark on October 13, 2021. Two young girls were discovered walking across the border alone near Yuma, Arizona, on Tuesday. The children were left to make the crossing alone by human smuggler near the Morelos Dam, a common crossing point. The unaccompanied migrant children, ages 6 and 4, were in possession of a note that contained contact information for their aunt. The children were taken to a nearby Border Patrol station where they will be processed and transferred to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. This scene plays out across the southwest border daily and is now becoming more commonplace near Yuma. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, agents in the area arrested more than 5,000 migrants in the Yuma sector in the first 7 days of October. In addition to the record-breaking levels of migrant apprehensions made during fiscal year 2021, the number of unaccompanied migrant children apprehended also exceeded previous year's levels. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, HHS released nearly 120,000 unaccompanied migrant children, UAC, to sponsors in the United States in fiscal year 2021. The number does not include migrant children who are citizens of Mexico who are swiftly returned to their home country. There were nearly 12,000 unaccompanied migrant children being held in federal detention, still awaiting release, as of Tuesday. According to a Congressional Research Service report, the likely cause of the surge in unaccompanied migrant children is related to the discontinuance of their removal under the Title 42 CDC COVID-19 Emergency Order. The report found that migrant family units are voluntarily sending their children into the United States alone for this reason. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.